Welcome to Continuum, this weekly program of early music. I'm Milton Sherman Jr., and with me is Ty St. Julian. Our program today deals with one subject matter, and that is the garden. And henceforth, our program is called Music of the Garden. We have music from four of our CDs, and all of them deal with gardens. We have The Dream in the Pleasure Garden, The Garden of Earthly Delights, A Dance in the Garden of Mirth, and what more do you see in a garden? And that is birds, because our fourth CD is When Birds Do Sing. We begin from the CD and call Dreams in a Pleasure Garden, featuring the music of the 14th century early music composer Guillaume de Machaut.
We'll hear three chansons. First, Tant doucement, then Comment puis-je, and then finally, De Fortune. The performers are the Orlando Consort.
Thank you.
Three of the love songs by the French composer from the 14th century, Guillaume de Machaut. And this is from a CD of theirs performed by the Orlando Consort. And the CD is called Dreams in the Pleasure Garden. And our program today is dealing with gardens, and our program is called Music of the Garden. We go now to another CD entitled The Garden of Earthly Delights. And we're going to listen to a group of pieces there from that program. Some of these are a little out of the ordinary. And Thais will give us a rundown on those.
First, El Rey que tanto madruga, and this is from Bulgaria. La comida la mañana, from Turkey. Lunga nawend, which is also from Turkey. And one more from Turkey, Prezev, and from an anonymous, well, all of these have been anonymous composers, and we're now up to someone whose name is Hein or Hein, And that piece is Cave Dominus Ridet.
Thank you.
In performances by the French-Canadian ensemble called La Nef, we heard some pieces, six of them, from their CD entitled The Garden of Earthly Delights. And our program today is called Music of the Gardens. We turn now not to a CD mentioning gardens, but something that naturally would be in the gardens, and that is birds. So this CD is entitled When Birds Do Sing.
These are Elizabethan and Jacobean airs and instrumental works. By Thomas Morley, It Was a Lover and His Lass. By Thomas Campion, The Cypress Curtain of the Night. By Elway Vevin, Browning. And finally, Morley wrote Fair in a Morn.
It was a lover and his lass with a hen. With a hoop and a hain on in and a hain on in on that o'er the green cornfields did pass in springtime, in springtime, in springtime, the only pretty ring time when birds do sing, hey ding a ding a ding, hey ding a ding a ding, hey ding a ding a ding, sweet lovers love the spring in springtime. In springtime, the only pretty ringtime, when birds do sing, hey ding a ding a ding, hey ding a ding a ding, hey ding a ding a ding, sweet lovers love the spring. Between the acres of the rye, with a hay, with a hoe, and a hay on it all, and a hay on it all, these pretty country fools would lie in springtime, in springtime, in springtime, the only pretty ringtime, when birds do sing, hey ding a ding a ding, hey ding a ding a ding, hey ding a ding a ding, sweet lovers love the spring in springtime, in springtime, the only pretty ringtime, when birds do sing, hey ding a ding a ding. Sweet lovers love the spring. In springtime, in springtime, in springtime. in springtime the only pretty ringtime, when birds do sing, hey ding a ding a, hey ding a ding a, hey ding a ding a, sweet lovers love the spring. The cypress curtain of the night is spread, and over all a silent dew is cast. The weaker cares by sleep are conquered, but I alone with hideous grief aghast. In spite of Morpheus' charms, a watch to keep over mine eyes to banish careless sleep. In spite of Morpheus' charms, a watch to keep over mine eyes to banish careless sleep. Yet oft my trembling eyes through faintness close, and then the of hell before me stands, which ghosts to see, and I am one of those ordained to pine in sorrow's endless bands. Since from my grief seize my soul, for that will still endure when my crazed body is consumed and gone. Bear it to thy black men, there keep it sure, where thou tend such food to thee as this poor one, the worser part of me. Yet, old Lord, afford such food to thee as this poor shone a face as never face that carried such a feature. There shone a face was never face that carried such a feature. And on a hill the fairest hill was never hill so blessed. There stood a man was never man for no man to distress. This man had help, oh happy man, no man so happy as he. None had hap to see the hap that he had hap to see. For none had hap to see the hap that he had hap to see. And as he beheld this man beheld, he saw so fair a face, the which would daunt the fairest and stain the bravest grace. Pity he cried, and pity he came, and pitied for his pain. That dying would not let him die, but gave him life again. That dying would not let him die, but gave him life again.
A group of four pieces that were Elizabethan Jacobean airs from the CD entitled When Birds Do Sing, featuring the Folger Consort. We have just a few minutes remaining, and we have time to get in a dance, a Prima Estampi Reale. This is from French 13th century anonymous composer, from a CD of the Dufay Collective entitled A Dance in the Garden of Mirth.
Thank you.
and ending with a 13th century estampé from A Dance in the Garden of Mirth, featuring a solo of the Dufay Collective.
Thank you for joining us today here in Continuum as we're listening to music of birds and love. We look forward to sharing another hour of early music with you next week. Stay well.